He goes out of the freeway, sets the cruise control at 70, and then calmly leaves the driver's seat to go to the back of the Winnebago to make herself a sandwich. Of course, then it just goes off the freeway, crashes, and overturns. And Mrs. Grzynski sues Winnebago for not putting in the owner's manual something to tell her that she can't leave the driver's seat while the cruise control is set. The jury awards her $1,750,000.
Oh, please.
And a new motorhome.
You'd think there would have been plenty of oil to go around. After all, it's just lying there on the ground. You'd think the oil we have in the USA would have been plenty for our day-to-day. But no, they say we gotta import our fuel from countries where the leaders are barbaric and cruel. Political problems, endless turmoil. But we never would have needed their oil if we hadn't got greedy. You know we all got greedy. Everybody got greedy. You and I got greedy.
Well, I didn't get greedy, but you did. That would be your penchant for driving around town in your 16-cylinder stretch Hummer with the windows down, the AC cranked, the stereo rocking and rolling. You do that all the time. I've seen you in Hamden.
You must have me confused with somebody who actually has, money.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our silver anniversary show number 25 for Memorial Day weekend, 2009. And, it is.
Sorry, I didn't get you a gift.
I got you nothing also, so. But I usually have nothing, you know, anybody that's listened to this show any length of time. That was a Charlie Morris Band out of St. Petersburg, Florida, from their 10 Tall Tales CD, and Got Greedy. And he's been compared to Elvin Bishop, Little Feat, Robert Cray. He's an Americana blues type of dude. And, maybe we'll hear more from him later. As always, that comes from our PodSafe Music folks. And, go Daddy. Go Danica Patrick. Did you catch any of the Indy 500 yesterday?
Sorry, I actually honestly forgot it was Indy Day. So what happened?
Well, Danica Patrick became the first woman race driver ever to finish third at the Brickyard.
Really?
Third place, only about 2.5-3 seconds off the leader. The guy from France won it. Castavetes, I can't really... that's his third time he's won Indy. And the story there, you can't make it up, is 5 months ago, he was looking at maybe 10 years hard time, 5 to 10 years hard time, with an orange jumpsuit. Federal prosecutors decided to drop their case that they thought they were making against him for tax evasion. Said he was salting away money he had earned in this country over in offshore. They dropped the case, and he won his third Indy. But the whole idea of bringing that up at all this morning is GoDaddy. Danica Patrick is a GoDaddy girl, and you can cash in if you want to have your website hosted by the good folks at GoDaddy. Not only do they have really low prices, but when you check out over there, you're going to get a 10% discount just for mentioning this promotion code, POD, P-O-D, POD 134. Okay? Thunderstorms and iPods. Anybody see that story?
No, but now I'm scared.
With this key, friend.
Mr. Franklin, your kite is going to be struck by lightning.
Oh, really?
Well, this was... I'll take you back to last July. Actually, July of 07. There was a story in the New England Journal of Medicine that kind of got buried. And they said, they being Apple, said it's an isolated incident. There was a 37-year-old man who was brought to the hospital emergency room. He'd been struck while jogging in a thunderstorm, listening to his iPod. And the bolt hit an adjacent tree, and witnesses say he was thrown about 8 feet. He got second-degree burns. There was a burn mark on his chest where his earbud cord was resting at the time of the lightning strike. So anyway, nobody made a big deal out of that. That was July 07. Well, now if you go over to the Apple support website, can't make it up, some hair-raising news. It's possible to receive a small and quick electrical static shock from your earbuds.
Your earbuds.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
While listening to iPod or iPhone, but they quickly point out it can be any portable electronic device. So I can hear the flight attendant now telling you to turn it off because, Turns out when the air is very dry or very windy, or if you're exercising, your player in your pocket, using those headphones, or as Apple support points out, any headphones, can give you a static electricity buildup. And then, you know, when you rub your feet across a carpet and you touch something metal and doorknob or whatever, we've all gotten zapped. Right? Well,
Well,
Apple has some advice. They suggest avoid use of the iPod, your iPhone, whatever, in a dry or windy environment. If you have dry skin, try anti-static lotion, hand lotion. It says try wearing different clothes with natural fibers. Synthetic fibers apparently are likely to hold a static charge. Avoid frequently, this is a quote from Apple, removing your device from your pockets. Rubbing the device on certain materials can cause a static buildup. Well, now I'm going to talk to you. You do this. You're out there walking, aren't you?
I am, but after today and hearing you, I might just stop. You got me worried now.
Well, this is from the Apple support website, and as usual, we'll put the link out on the show notes. You can read all about it yourself. What do you got today?
Well, couple of things. First of all, thankfully, there's no shortage of one of our staples, if you can't make it up, which is stupid criminals. They just keep coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And this kind of falls into the category of, did you really think you were going to get away with it? All right. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Winston-Salem, North Carolina teenager, 17-year-old John Swalla, was thwarted, for lack of a better word, as he tried to rob an internet cafe called the 109 Biz store. See, he tried to rob the store with a banana.
Is that banana loaded?
Well, excuse me, sir, is that a banana under your shirt? Or are you trying to rob the store? Yeah. Or are you just happy to see me? Anyway, he goes into the store with a banana under his shirt, pointing it at the clerk, claiming that he's got a gun. Hmm. And he demands money, but the store owner, one Bobby Ray Mabe, says that he and a customer jumped the kid and held him down until deputies arrived. Now, while they're waiting for the deputies, the kid had a brainstorm, a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
He decided to eat the banana in an attempt to destroy the evidence.
Moron.
Well, not to be outdone, though, give the deputies credit. They immediately jumped on the scene, and they photographed the banana peel to be used as evidence in court.
There you go. Yeah, just hope the... Hope the prosecutor isn't hungry. Well, I ate the evidence, Your Honor.
Yeah, right. You can't make it up.
North Carolina. Well, I'm going to go a little bit further south. Darwin Award nominee of the week comes from Altamont Springs, Florida. That's down in Seminole County. This guy's name is Alan Davis, and he's just been released from prison. He served 4 years in prison for littering his yard with junk, including toilets and a statue of buttocks.
Yes.
Now, Alan Davis was originally convicted in 2003 on a felony criminal littering charge. Who knew they had such a thing?
Criminal littering.
Yeah. He was littering, he said, for what he called a political protest. In 1999, he began covering the roof and the yard of his home, probably a double wide, with toilets, airplane parts, scrap metal, a giant statue of a buttocks, and other objects his neighbors found objectionable. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail. However, he got 3 more years hard time after incurring multiple parole violations following his release. He kept piling up the trash in his yard. He got out of prison last week. The exterior of his home is currently clear except for some tall weeds. If you don't believe me, you can go over to WKMG-TV in Orlando and look at their story. Alan Wow. Davis. Yeah, he's right up there.
So he is qualifies as a Darwin Award nominee?
Just as qualified as any of the idiots
we talk about
on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Darwin Awards are great. Have you ever heard of the Stella Awards?
No.
And I got to thank one of our loyal listeners, Stephanie in Chicago, for pointing me in the direction of this one. Stella Awards are named and inspired for a woman named Stella Liebeck, who you may remember years ago famously sued McDonald's because she spilled a cup of hot McDonald's coffee on her lap. And
oh, yeah. Warning, danger. Contents of hot coffee cup may be hot.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, now there's a whole slew of these things, these wacky lawsuits, and someone keeping track of these has come up with this thing called the Stella Awards for basically lawsuits gone nuts. And I'll just give you a couple of brief examples. Some of these were candidates. Some of them actually won. But there's a guy who used a restroom stall in a public city building. Now, the restroom didn't have a door, but it didn't have a doorknob, all right? It had a hole. So he sticks his hand through the hole where the doorknob should be, and he hurts his hand. And, of course, what does he do? He sues the city.
Yep.
He wins the suit. The jury awards him almost $3 million. Guess what he does for a living?
I couldn't guess.
He's a claims examiner for the city.
What's his name?
They didn't give the name in this one.
He remains nameless and probably paycheckless, too.
And jobless, yeah. One would hope. Now, here's another one. Now, we actually have the name of this person. Her name is Mrs. Merv Grzynski of Oklahoma City. She purchased a new 32-foot Winnebago motorhome. And in her first drive in the Winnebago, she's coming home from a Oklahoma University football game. She goes onto the freeway, sets the cruise control at 70, and then calmly leaves the driver's seat to go to the back of the Winnebago to make herself a sandwich.
Now, come on now. You're making this up.
I am not. I am not. This is from the logs of the Stella Awards.
Okay.
All right. So the motorhome, of course, then it just goes off the freeway, crashes, and overturns. And Mrs. Grzynski sues Winnebago for not putting in the owner's manual something to tell her that she can't leave the driver's seat while the cruise control is set.
How old is she?
It doesn't say.
Because, I mean, you know, they possibly a defense in court when Winnebago files a countersuit would be that she's just, you know, gone around the bench.
Well, the jury awards her $1,750,000.
Oh, please.
And a new motorhome.
Oh, please.
By the way, Winnebago has apparently since changed their manual, and they actually do have something in there now, just in case she has any relatives that are going to buy these things. Let me just give you one more quickie.
Yeah.
19-year-old Carl Truman of Los Angeles, he won a $74,000 judgment plus medical expenses, all right? He sued his neighbor for running over his hand with a Honda Accord. Now the kid, Truman, apparently didn't notice that there was somebody at the wheel of the car when he was trying to steal his neighbor's hubcaps. Can't make it up.
I got to get back to the woman with the Winnebago. She actually got a jury to buy that. Yep. She thought that cruise control meant that it was autopilot.
Absolutely.
Oh, please. Luke is getting married one day, but do they have a date set?
It's going to be at least a couple of years off in the future.
Well, I think he and his bride-to-be. Her first name?
Aislinn.
Aislinn. Okay, what a pretty name. Luke and Aislinn, I've got a recommendation for you. When you're booking the place you want to get married at, or at which you would like to be betrothed,
ooh,
this is the hottest new venue for weddings. A graveyard.
Pardon me.
This story is out of Brookfield, Wisconsin. Cemeteries such as the Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield have begun hosting weddings as part of a new service trend, industry officials say. Stewart Enterprises, Inc., and their spokeswoman, Denise Westerfield, whose company operates the cemetery, said funeral homes make an ideal wedding site because, given the changing perception of death in our society, funerals are becoming much more a celebration of life than a dark event, so why not have your wedding at a funeral home, she said. This is in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by the way. If you get that newspaper, you know, just go right past the sports news, you know, the Brewers and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. People are getting married in cemeteries. The National Funeral Directors Association spokeswoman, Jessica Koth, I bet you can guess which side of this she falls on. She said there's a growing number of graveyards, well, she said cemeteries, and funeral homes have begun expanding their businesses to include everything from weddings to bar mitzvahs.
Good Lord.
It's something, she says, that more and more funeral homes are looking at, whether they're remodeling existing facilities or building new additions. Get married in a graveyard.
Well, I'll bring it up today. That's going to go over real well.
Luke, Aislinn, I mean, I'll bet you'll be the first members of either side of the families to do that.
Can you imagine somebody getting that invitation?
No. I'm still puzzling over what rock group they're going to get to do the music. Grateful Dead?
Oh, geez.
Jerry Garcia can come back and play.
Trouble ahead. behind.
Well, I'm going to check the daily paper because I'm sure the old bits and the marriage announcements will be on the same page now.
That's going to do it for You Can't Make It Up, our Memorial Day edition. Try and stay out of the graveyard this weekend, unless, of course, somebody in the family is getting hitched. Then we understand. You Can't Make It Up. It's a production of Penguin Pods. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter/2Kens. Email us feedback@2KensComedy.com. I'm Ken.
And I'm going into the funeral director / catering business.
You can't make it up. We'll see you in June, guys.
You'd think there would have been plenty of oil to go around. After all, it's just lying there on the ground.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2KensComedy.com.
But no, they say we gotta import our fuel from countries where the leaders are barbaric and cruel. Political problems, endless turmoil. But we never would have needed their oil. If we hadn't got greedy, you know we all got.